Blog Talk Radio.
It's so important that we surrender. Because there are things on the heart of the Father that we can't even know until we posture ourselves to surrender to what He wants. We've been deceived by the enemy in the area of prayer. Because specifically, I know this will go around the world, but specifically in America, the most financially prosperous nation on the earth, the enemy has deceived many parts of the church by convincing us to continue to pray for our own needs when we have everything we could possibly ever imagine. If we were to heed the words of Jesus, He said, take no thought of what you will eat, or what you will drink, or what you will wear. For your Father knows that you have need of these things before you ask. It goes on later to say, consider the lilies of the field. They neither toil nor spin. Yet Solomon, the richest man that ever lived, and all of His glory was never arrayed like one of these. God knows what we have need of. I want to invite us to a new posture and understanding in prayer. Don't spend your faith on yourself. That's lower level prayer. How can we ever apprehend the heart of the Father nation? If we keep worrying about if He'll pay our bills next month. The nations are desperately in need of a church who will arise in power and intercede on their behalf, that the Lord of glory would intervene in the affairs of the earth. I just wonder if in this moment there are some people who say, okay, I get it. Maybe some of you for the first time, posture yourself in a position in prayer to apprehend God in a way that says, Lord, this prayer, this cry is not about me. It's not about my needs. It's not about my desires. It's about what you want. It's about interceding for the nations. Is there anyone in this room tonight who has enough faith to know that every one of your needs is taken care of? It's time for us to intercede on behalf of the nations. It's time for us to intercede on behalf of the nations.
Well, praise the Lord and welcome to Prayer Is My Passion. I'm your host, Pastor Lisa, and I greet you in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Praise God. It is so great to be back on the air with you live once again on Blog Talk Radio. Praise God. Glory to God. We are going to be praying for the youth on today. Amen. In light of the current events that have occurred over the past week, amen, we have interrupted our prayer schedule. Hallelujah for this prayer alert. Glory to His name, to pray for our youth. Amen. Praise the Lord. But first, we want to give our announcements. Amen. And have our opening prayer. Glory to His name. Heavenly Father, we want to thank You and give You praise, oh God, for this day. We declare that this is the day that You have made. We are rejoicing and we are glad in it. Father, we want to thank You right now for Your goodness and for Your mercies, oh God. Father, we just pray, oh God, first of all, that You would forgive us, oh God, for any sins that we committed against You, oh God, in Your word. Father, we repent. We ask You to forgive us, oh God. Cleanse us, purify us, God. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Father, we pray, oh God, that self would decrease and that You, Holy Spirit, would increase within us, oh God, on this day. In the name of the Lord Jesus, oh God, anoint the airways today, oh God, as we take the airways for the kingdom of God. God, You said in Your word that the kingdom, it suffereth violence, but the violence take it by force. Father, we forcefully advance the kingdom on today as we pray without ceasing, as we pray and not faint, oh God. Glory to God. It's time to pray, people of God. God, we give You praise on this. this day. We give you glory. We back to session, this time of exhortation and worship. We bless you, Father, and we give you praise and glory for these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. He's a great God. He's an awesome God. And we give him glory on this day. Hallelujah. I want to give our announcements of our upcoming schedule for the month of April. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Today we will be praying for our youth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we will get more into our prayer focus as we move into that prayer portion. Amen. Praise the Lord. Next Monday, please join me on April 8th. We will be praying for those that are grieving and bereaved. Yes, those that are grieving and bereaved. Hallelujah. So many people are checking out. They're leaving this earth. Many generals in the kingdom of God are going home to be with the Lord. So many people are leaving, and we are left behind here, and many people are struggling with grief. We want to pray for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come back with me the third week of April, April 15th. My God, today we are praying warfare prayers on that day. Glory to God. Yes, and warfare prayers. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to be particularly focusing on warfare prayers against occult. Yes, against the occult. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. We will get more information to you concerning that. Hallelujah, on that week. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then on April 22nd, we will be praying for marriages. Yes, marriages. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, God can heal you. God can restore your marriage if you want to be married. Yes, hallelujah. Glory to God. If you was married, hallelujah for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And on April 29th, we will be teaching and exhorting and praying for intercessors. Our subject on that day is God's intercessors. Yes. So the last Monday of this month, April 29th, we will be teaching and praying for you, God's intercessors. Amen. Praise the Lord. To God be the glory. Hallelujah for the great things that he's done and is still yet doing. He's a faithful God. And he's an awesome God, and we give him all the glory, honor, and the praises. Hallelujah. Due unto his mighty and matchless name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Our scripture today in relation to our prayer focus. Hallelujah. This psalm is a song of degrees by Solomon. Psalms 127. I'm going to be reading it in its entirety. It's just five verses. Psalms 127. The Bible says, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that built it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. Glory to God. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. Lo, children, a heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, for they shall speak with the enemies in the gates. Glory to God. The word of the Lord is already blessed. Hallelujah. Children are a heritage of the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're praying for our youth on today. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. We are going to pause, amen, and take a break with a song. Hallelujah, and then we will be back, glory to God, with our prayer portion of the broadcast. Amen. Glory to his name. Shifting the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh.
Whenever things don't feel like you think they should, don't get mad. Don't cuss nobody out. Don't hang up the phone. Worship. If you could just get you out of the way enough to lift your hands and say, God, I need you right here. You'll be shifting the atmosphere. Cried myself to sleep. Don't know where my son is. He's been gone for 3 days. I may call the police. Yeah. But before I do, I'm going to lift my hands. Because in my worship, they'll find him alive and well. And you'll be shifting the atmosphere. Pain in my body. Doctors don't know what it is. And they tell me just take this medication and that gives me another problem. And they say they take this, that, and that gives me another problem. But the next time I go to the doctor, before I walk in the room, I lift my hands. And I'll be shifting the atmosphere. Breakthrough and healing. Our worship is shifting. Shifting. Shifting the atmosphere.
Glory to God. Shifting the atmosphere. Hallelujah. And that's what we are intending and purposeful to do at this very moment as we begin our prayer session. Amen. We are praying for our youth today. Glory to God. In light of the current events just on last week. Hallelujah. There are three suicides that occurred. Two were within the same city and state of Parkland, Florida. The first one was a young girl, just 19 years old. She committed suicide after being diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. She was a survivor of the shooting from the Parkland, Florida school shooting that occurred just over a year ago. Amen. Her name is Sydney Aiello, A-I-E-L-L-O. Amen. Praise the Lord. And just a couple of days later, Calvin Deser, who was 16 years old, also a survivor of the Parkland, Florida school shooting, had taken his life. Amen. Hallelujah. And this was so very disturbing, of course. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then there was a report of a young man, a 10-year-old, committing suicide after being bullied by his classmates, 10 years old. His name is Kevin Reese. Hallelujah. We want to keep these families in prayer. Amen. Also on last week, it was reported a fifth grader, a 10-year-old, had died from having injuries from a fight in school with her classmates 2 days prior. Her name is Renaya Wright from Walterboro, South Carolina. This grieves my heart, as well as I know many of you as well. And as a result, I felt led to have a live prayer session on the air. Amen. In relation to this. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we come to you on this evening, giving you glory, honor, and praises. God, we right now, we intercede, oh God, for our youth, the young people, oh God. They are the children of today. They are a children with an identification. They are not identified with a letter of X or Y. They have an identity. We rebuke that identification dysfunctional order right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray. Hallelujah, that you will cover these children in your blood. Oh, God, I pray a covenant of protection about them, Lord God. We rebuke bullying, oh, God, right now, bullying within the schools, the fighting, the bullying through social media, the bullying of all types of acts, oh, God. We rebuke it now in Jesus' name. Oh, God, I pray, Father, against the violence in our schools with our children, with our youth, oh, God. We send our children to school to learn, and then they get into fights, and then they go into having, oh, God, bullying occurring, oh, God. We bind up these spirit, oh God, that's been unleashed, oh God, and assigned to our youth, oh God, to take them out in the name of Jesus. We curse it from the root. We plead the blood of Jesus against it now. Oh God, we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh God, we pray. In the name of the Lord Jesus, oh God, we pray for our youth today. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we pray for these families, oh, God. Hallelujah. Their parents, their loved ones, oh, God, their classmates that love them, Lord God. Those in their communities, oh, God. Oh, God, their extended family members. God, we pray your grace and your mercies upon these communities, Father, these states, oh, God. Oh, Shatarabante. God, we pray, hallelujah, for comfort, oh, God, on today. We pray, oh, God, for healing on today. In the name of the Lord Jesus, oh, God, Shatarabante. We pray. Hallelujah. Oh, God, that something good would come out of this, oh, God. Hallelujah. Out of this tragic situation, Father. Oh, Rakshataramante, in the name of Jesus. I brought that their lives, oh, God, in vain, oh, God. God, I pray, Father, oh, God, for those, oh, God, that have been the cause of them, oh, God. Hallelujah. Committing suicide, those that have been blessed. bullied, Father. I pray, Father, oh God, for those families. I pray for those children, oh God, that push them to the edge. God, I pray, Father, oh God, for repentance to come over them, Lord God. I pray, hallelujah, Rosh Hashanah, for salvation in the name of Jesus. I pray for justification in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we pray in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For you can cause tragic to become triumph through you, Father. Father, we thank you. We give you praise and we give you glory, God. Hallelujah. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. I pray, Father, oh God, that you would come everlasting consolation on today. Hallelujah. And forever for these loved ones, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, even if some, hallelujah, don't even have the finances to bury these children, Father, I pray your grace, I pray for your mercies, your supernatural divine provision, oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah, God, so they can, oh God, bury these children and celebrate their short-lived life in the name of Jesus. Oh, my shatarabahande, hey, shandarabakoshatai. God, we thank you. We declare that it is so, Rashatai, in the name of Abba Shande, in the Naman Shedebe Koshatai, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless you, God, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. To God be the glory. That's all I have time for. Amen. We're going to go out with a song. Join us next week. Hallelujah. Email your prayer request to prayerismypassion@gmail.com. Join us for First Friday prayer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. On our prayer line. Hallelujah. This First Friday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The call-in number, amen, for the prayer line is 218 area code 548-1681. The access code is 8888-POUND. To God be the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
not good enough. You're wonderful, it's not good enough.